Hello and a very warm welcome to the latest in our series of Coffee in Palestine. I'm Nell Burden, and today we're in the ancient historic city of Jericho, otherwise known as the City of Palms. With historical evidence dating back to over 10,000 years, this is the oldest ongoing civilization in the world, and at 260 meters below sea level, it is also the lowest. Although a very popular holiday destination for Palestinians and internationals, it is not without its serious issues from the Israeli occupation, as we're about to find out.
Thank you. Welcome in Jericho.
Thank you very much. Okay, shall we go? I met with an expert in Palestinian ancient history, Dr. Wael Hamamra. He explained to me the importance of the oldest city in the world for Palestinian history and tourism.
There's an ancient Roman aqueduct at the slope. There's a line.
Just coming
the
down.
Yeah. Here, you see the whitish? We have ancient Roman aqueduct.
Yes, I see.
There's one down, and there's another one up. Mm-hmm. It shifts the water to the Roman city of Herodos Palace, Tlul Abu al-Alaik.
Can you just show us the buildings on the side?
Greek Orthodox monastery, which is called Mount Temptation, and also it called Mount Krontol. It came from Quarantana. Quarantana means 40. In Greek, it means 40. And this is the 40 days and night which Jesus stay in the site.
Okay, thank you very much for joining me here on Mount Temptation. First of all, can you tell me a little bit about this area?
Now we are in Mount Temptation. It is an important mountain related to the Christian beliefs, where Jesus feast 40 days and night.
Okay, and as we can see, it's great for the tourists because you've got the cable car coming all the way up. But that wasn't always the case, was it?
Yeah, there is two choices to reach the monastery. Maybe you can reach it by the cable car, the telefreak, or you can reach it by foot. There's steps adjacent to the cliff of the mountain. You can climb them and reach the monastery.
Right. So you're telling me that we're surrounded by very, very important sites. Now, who's in charge of the upkeep of these sites? And I want you to explain the upkeep in Area A and in Area C.
Many sites located in Area A, but some other important sites located in Area C. For example, the Herodos Palace. They are located in Area C, and this important site included a wonderful palaces dated back to the Hellenistic and Roman period, and they are the Hellenistic and Roman Jericho at that time. Nowadays, the Palestinian Ministry of Antiquities cannot work there or develop and open this site to the tourists and to the local people.
So will that essentially destroy the upkeep and history of the site because people can't come and see it? So is there any monitoring of these sites and how well kept?
During the 70s, the Israeli Department of Antiquities made some excavations at the site. And nowadays, if you visit if you visit the site, you will find that many of the result, the structure of that excavations now deteriorated or damaged because they are in Area C and nobody can work and develop the site from the Palestinian side.
Okay. How many parts of these sites have actually ended up in Israeli museums? Are there antiquities from these sites?
Also, if we speak about, for example, Hisham's Palace, a lot of objects which found during the British and Jordanian rule are found in Rockefeller Museum in Jerusalem. And the important object now exists there. And we are prevented to see. And as we know, the Rockefeller Museum, it is the Palestinian museum, the national museum. And we cannot reach or administrate that museum.
So, you know, what you're telling me is in Area A, for example, the upkeep is, you know, it's great. You still have archaeologists working on the site. You have a steady influx of tourists.
Yes.
But in Area C, it's a different story.
Yeah,
so
yes.
I want to understand, actually, what's the issue in Area C? It's under full Israeli military and civil control.
Area C is a neglected area by the Israeli. They control it, but they don't work in we don't want them to excavate, because if they were excavate, it will be an illegal excavation according to the international law. But for example, if they excavate an area, they should maybe cover it or protect it or make some restoration at that time, not nowadays. But they don't do these things.
And what history are they looking for?
They're looking for a site connected to their history. But if the site related to an Islamic or, let's say, Bronze Age or a prehistoric site, they don't take care too much in these sites.
Why are they most interested in the Iron Age?
As I told you before, because they thought that this is related to their history.
Let's end that there. Thank you very much.
Well,
that
welcome.
Was a great interview.
So
now we'll go and see where Jesus was fasting for 40 days and nights.
Okay.
Great.
This is one of the balcony in the monastery. You can have a beautiful view. You can control the wadi which is located down, and you can see the ancient caves and mostly they are natural caves.
But they would have been inhabited.
Yeah, in the past they are inhabited maybe during the prehistoric time and maybe during the Roman time. Also reused by the monks themselves. This is according to the Christian belief that this is the stones which the Satan told to Jesus, I want to convert these stones to bread for you.
Dr. Wael led me to Tell us Sultan,